today on Adventures in Faith with Jerry Savelle.
Do you believe the Word of God is a revelation of the will of God? God would never say something in His Word and then will the opposite. So if we can find in His Word, in this book, that He wants us to progress, that He wants us to increase, will you accept it as being His will? If you're faithful in little, He'll make you ruler over much. If you desire to be able to bless people more than you are able to right now, then just stay in faith, stay in the Word, and never stop sowing. And if you show God you are faithful in little, and every time God blesses you, honor Him with a portion of it.
Yes.
Let me try this side of the auditorium. When He blesses you, honor Him with a portion of it.
Yes.
Amen. Now, I realize I'm going to say something right now that some folks probably won't like. And if you write me an ugly letter, I'm not going to read it. Tithing is one of the ways that you can show God you're faithful.
Amen.
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 Amen. That you're faithful in what He blesses you with. That you're willing to give a portion of it back to Him. And notice, you know, I mean, under the old covenant, He only asked for 10%. And if you can't honor Him with 10%, then try to live on the 100% you kept. You know, this was not in my notes. It's your fault. You're directing me here.
Amen. Amen.
Well, should I say that? I'll just give you the Savelle translation. Under the Old Testament, if you kept the tithe, even though God said bring it, then it was like a stick of dynamite in the remainder of your surplus. I'm just paraphrasing. It was hallowed. In other words, if you kept what God said, bring Him, then it had a way of backfiring on you. It's the best way I can put it. It would backfire on you. Have you ever noticed? Man, these are not in my notes. Have you ever noticed that when you held back, knowing you should give it, that things started coming apart?
Yes.
The refrigerator quit frigging. The air conditioning broke. The transmission went out. I mean, just one thing after another. And you're thinking, dear God, why is all this happening to me? Well, could it be you opened the door for the adversary?
Yes.
Getting quiet in this church. Now, do what you want to do. It's your choice. God's not going to make you. But I can tell you, I'm living proof that if you are faithful in little, God will make you ruler over much. And that's progression. That's advancement. Amen? How many of you want to be ruler over much? Hallelujah. Then prove to God that you can be faithful in where you are right now. That's how you get to the next level. Praise God. Okay, enough said about that. So notice here that even though there are several ways that we could talk about faith to faith and glory to glory, what I want you to consider it as being advancement and progression. going from one degree to another or from one level to another. So God is interested in us progressing and advancing. Now go with me to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. And remember, the Bible says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Yes. And we know that when the Apostle Paul wrote letters, he was under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He didn't just sit under a tree one day and say, I believe I'll write a letter to the church in Colossae. What should I say? And just come up with a nice letter. Now, sometimes these letters weren't always nice. Sometimes it came in the form of a rebuke. Sometimes it came in the form of correction. Amen. And then other times it came in the form of admonition or encouragement. So notice here, Paul writing by inspiration of the Holy Spirit in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Now notice in verse 10, that you might walk worthy of the Lord, yes, unto all pleasing, yes, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Everybody say fruitful and increasing. Fruitful and increasing. Say it again. Now, the word fruitful means productive. The word increasing, we can give several definitions: growing, becoming greater, abounding, advancing. So notice here, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Paul is praying that believers, not only in Colossae, wherever you might find believers, including in Crowley, Texas,
amen,
that they might be fruitful and increasing. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm supposed to be fruitful and I'm supposed to increase. Amen. So yes, God is interested in you and me progressing and advancing. In fact, to fail to increase, to fail to advance, and to fail to progress is a violation of your covenant rights. It's a violation of your covenant rights because your covenant guarantees increase. Your covenant guarantees progression and advancement. It did in the Old Testament, and it certainly does in the New Testament as well. Let's take a look in Genesis chapter 17. Genesis chapter 17. God says to Abram, and when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. Underline that phrase or highlight it. I will multiply you exceedingly. Now, he wasn't just referring to offspring, even though that is included. He was going to multiply him in offspring. Amen. He's the father of faith. And so he talks to him about his seed, offspring. But it is obvious if you read Abraham's life that it included more than multiplying him in offspring. He multiplied him in every area of his life. Amen. In fact, there's evidence of it in chapter 24. Go there with me. Chapter 24. Bless you. Empower you to prosper.
Amen.
Look at verse 1. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Now, would you say that that includes more than just offspring?
Yes.
He had blessed him in all things. There are other translations that say in every way. Now, the word blessed means empowered to prosper and empowered to increase. The Message translation says God did this for him in every way. One commentary states, God blessed Abraham in every way, including riches and wealth. Another translation says, in everything. And then another commentary says, with all kinds of blessings. God blessed Abraham with all kinds of blessings. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 28. And if possible, could you put verses 1 through 13 on the screen from the Message translation? All right, let's look at this. If you listen obediently to the voice of God, your God, and heartily obey all His commandments that I command you today, God, your God, will place you on high, high above all the nations of the world. All these blessings will come down on you and spread out beyond you because you have responded to the voice of God, your God. God's blessings inside the city. Now, here they are. God's blessings in the country. God's blessings on your children, the crops of your land, the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, the lambs of your flocks, God's blessing on your basket and bread bowl, God's blessing in your coming in, God's blessing in your going out. God will defeat your enemies who attack you. They'll come at you on one road and run away on seven roads. God will order a blessing on your barns, on your workplaces. He'll bless you in the land that God, your God, is giving you. God will form you as a people holy to Him, just as He promised you, if you keep the commandments of your God, and live the way He has shown you. Yes. Hallelujah. And all the people of the earth will see you living under the name of God and hold you in respectful awe.
Hallelujah.
God will lavish you with good things.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God will lavish you with good things. Children from your womb, offspring from your animals, crops from your land, the land that God promised your ancestors that He would give you. Hallelujah. God will throw open the doors of His sky vaults and pour rain on your land on schedule and bless the work you take in hand. You will lend to many nations, but you yourself won't have to take out a loan. God will make you the head and not the tail. You'll always be top dog and never bottom dog. As you obediently listen to and diligently keep the commandments of God, your God, that I am commanding you today, don't swerve an inch to the right or left from the words that I command you today by going off following and worshiping other gods. Does that sound like God blessed him in everything, in every way? I don't think the Bible left out anything. And that was the story of Abraham's life. Not only his life, but the Bible says God told him, I will bless your seed in their generations. Amen.
Amen.
Now we know Isaac was seed of Abraham in his generation, but Jerry and you are the seed of Abraham in our generation. Hallelujah. So I'm entitled to those same blessings. In fact, I encourage you to take that Message translation and maybe type it up, put it on something that you can see often, highlighted in your Message Bible if you have one, and just decree it every day. Here's what I'm entitled to. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm entitled to as the seed of Abraham. God wants to bless you with all kinds of blessings. I just read to you all kinds of blessings. And Paul says, if you belong to Christ, then are you an heir according to the promise? Let me see the hands of all the heirs. Then praise God, what is holding you back from progressing and advancing? Amen. The only people of God who fail to progress and advance are people who lack knowledge or reject knowledge.
Amen.
Read it in Hosea. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And it goes on to say they have rejected knowledge. So there's primarily two reasons why most Christians, or many Christians, are not advancing and progressing. They lack knowledge. But people who receive knowledge, they're going to progress.
Amen.
And they continue to receive knowledge, they're going to keep on progressing, praise God. Look at your neighbor and tell them this. This will be the last time you will see me like I am right now. And give the Lord a shout. Glory to God. This will be the last time you will see me like I am right now. Praise God. Glory to God. I'm progressing. I'm advancing. I'm ready for promotion. Amen. So once again, to fail, to increase, and to progress is a violation of your covenant rights. Now, we know that everything that we receive from God is through faith. And God has taken care of that. The moment you invited Jesus into your life to become Lord and Savior of your life, the Bible tells us in Romans 12 that God dealt the measure of faith to you. Go there with me, Romans chapter 12. So if you're born again, you have faith. It could be you're not using it, or it's lying dormant. It's like the person said to Brother Hagin that time. Brother Hagin, I have all the faith in the world. He said, that's your problem. You still have it. You're not releasing any of it. Romans chapter 1. I'm sorry, Romans chapter 12. We've already dealt with Romans chapter 1. Verse 1. I knew there was a 1 in there somewhere. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now notice how this verse starts. I beseech you, brethren. So he's not talking to all men. He's talking to brethren. People that are born again. Amen. Now there is a scripture in Thessalonians that says, not all men have faith. Not all men have faith. But Paul's not referring to that group in this chapter here. He's talking to believers, brethren. Huh? You don't go around calling sinners brethren. Unless you're speaking things that are not as though they were, you know.
Amen.
Amen. The brethren are those that are in Christ with like precious faith. So notice he's talking to believers. Brethren. And then verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you. There's another key. We're not talking to the world. Paul's not talking to every man. It's talking to every man among you, among this group of believers. Are believers anywhere you might find them? But he's specifically talking to people who have received Christ in their life. I pray through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man, let's include this, among you, among the brethren, the measure of faith. Now, in the little Greek, that word measure is metron, and it means a portion taken from. A portion taken from. Jesus said in the 11th chapter of Mark, talking to his disciples when they saw him curse that fig tree, and then the next morning they brought it to his attention, and he said, have faith in God. Other translations say, have the faith of God, or have the God kind of faith. So this portion taken from is referring to God's faith. The moment you made Jesus the Lord of your life, God took a portion, a measure of His faith, and deposited in your spirit. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, did you know the same faith of God that created the universe, a portion of it was deposited in me? Wow, think about that. A portion of God's faith was deposited in you the moment you made Jesus the Lord of your life. It's what you do with that measure that counts. Amen. You can take the measure God gave you and you can grow it. And when you grow it, it's going to bring advancement. It's going to bring progression. It's going to bring promotion. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Give the Lord a shout if you receive that. Praise God. Now, listen to what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. When your faith is increased, talking to the believers in Corinth, when your faith is increased, notice he didn't say if your faith is increased, but when it is increased. In other words, God's expecting you to increase your faith. The Message translation says that your lives grow in faith. That your lives grow in faith. And then, of course, we know that Jesus says that according to your faith, be it unto you. This is how we receive. Everything we receive from God is according to our faith. The New Living Translation says, because of your faith, it will be done. Because of your faith, it will be done. So Jesus is telling us that God desires us to have faith. Paul tells us we can grow our faith. And praise God, as we grow our faith, then we're going to advance and progress in every area of our lives. Now, how many of you in here believe that God truly wants you blessed?
Amen.
Lift your hand and say, I believe it with all my heart.
How
many of you believe He wants you blessed in every way?
Yes.
Say, I believe it with all my heart. Then what's stopping you from going for it? Amen? What's stopping us from going for everything God says we can have? Now, let me ask you this question. Do you believe the Word of God is a revelation of the will of God?
Yes.
God would never say something in His Word and then will the opposite. So if we can find in His Word, in this book, that He wants us to progress, that He wants us to increase, will you accept it as being His will?
Are life's demands distracting you from your true potential? It's time to filter out the noise and live with clear determination. When you order today's exclusive offer, the Power of Focus Special Package, you'll receive Jerry's inspiring book, Thoughts, The Battle Between Your Ears, and his eye-opening three-part audio series, What It Takes to Stay Focused. In this package, you'll discover how to control negative thoughts, the link between thoughts and actions, secrets to living by divine precision, and steps to align your focus with God's plan. Seize this opportunity to refocus your life and begin living with a clear and dedicated vision. Act quickly. Call or go online now to jerrysavelle.org and and request your copy of the Power of Focus Special Package. Your journey to a life of divine clarity and purpose starts now. Embrace the power of focus today.
I trust you were blessed by our lesson today, and if you were, please continue to join with us. Our desire is to teach you principles from God's Word that will help you experience God's best in your life. You know, God wants you to be a winner in every area of your life. He wants you to win in your marriage. He wants you to win in your health. He wants you to win in your finances. And one of the ways that you do that is by spending quality time in God's Word and then stay focused on what it says. Don't allow Satan to distract you. You can be the winner that God wants you to be if you learn the principle of how to stay focused. God has given us promises, and those promises are designed by Him to lead you on the right path to His best for your life. So let me encourage you to continue watching as we share with you the power of focus. And if you'd like to, check with our website and go to jerrysavelle.org for these special resources, What It Takes to Stay Focused, 3 CDs teaching on this subject. And I had a whole lot more time than I'm able to share with you on the broadcast to teach these principles. And I know once you begin to listen to these messages, it will certainly inspire you and teach you how to stay focused on what God has promised. Right along with it, a little book I wrote a number of years ago, Thoughts, The Battle Between Your Ears. That's where your greatest battles are fought, right between your ears, in your mind. Paul says that everything that is contrary to what God's Word says, we must cast it down. Learn how to cast down negative thoughts and learn how to think God's thoughts. And it'll position you to experience everything that He wants you to have. So if you'd like to have these resources, once again, go to jerrysavelle.org. All the ordering information is on your screen right now. Place your order so that we can get it to you just as quickly as we possibly can. Join with me again next time, and we look forward to sharing God's Word with you. And in the meantime, don't ever forget, your faith will overcome the world. You know, we have many viewers, and we don't know if all of them have received Jesus as the Lord of their life. And if you're one of them, it's very easy. You don't have to become so religious. You don't have to, you know, change everything about yourself. All you need to do is invite Jesus into your life. The Bible says if you believe in your heart that He is Lord and God has raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. Why don't you do that right now? Just say, Jesus, come into my life. I'll accept you as Lord. And also, go to our website, jerrysavelle.org, and download this little book entitled, You're Somebody Special to God. It will help you on your new walk with God, and I pray in Jesus' name that it'll be the greatest decision that you've ever made.